Drat! Hector said, as a purplish liquid began to pour out of the hole. That's my supply of cranberry juice. Baudelaire's, hurry up! If she causes any serious damage, we're all doomed! We're coming as fast as we can, Klaus cried. But as Hector moved his invention even higher in the air, the rope ladder was shaking so much that the Baudelaires could not move very fast at all. Click! Swoosh! Another harpoon flew through the air and landed in the sixth basket, sending a cloud of brown dust fluttering to the ground, followed by some thin metal tubes. "She hit our supply of whole wheat flour!" Hector cried. "And our box of extra batteries!"
"I'll hit a balloon with this one," Officer Luciana called. "Then you'll fall to the ground where we can burn you at the stake."
"Officer Luciana," said one of the Council of Elders in the crowd, "I don't think you should break the rules in order to capture people who have broken the rules. It doesn't make sense."
"Hear, hear!"
called out a townsperson from the opposite side of the crowd.
"Why don't you put down the harpoon gun, and we'll walk over to Town Hall and have a council meeting?"
"It's not cool," called out a voice, "to have meetings."
There was a rumble, as if another large potato had arrived, and the crowd parted to reveal Detective Dupin, riding through the mob on a motorcycle painted turquoise to match his blazer. Below his sunglasses was a grin of triumph, and his bare chest swelled with pride.
"Detective Dupin is using a mechanical device, too?"
an elder asked.
"We can't burn everyone at the stake." "Dupin isn't a citizen,"
another member of the council pointed out,
"so he's not breaking rule number 67.
"But he's riding through a crowd of people,"
Mr. Lesko said.
"And he's not wearing a helmet. He's not showing good judgment, that's for sure."
Detective Dupin ignored Mr. Lesko's lecture about motorcycle safety and pulled to a stop beside Officer Luciana.
"It's cool to be late," he said,
and snapped his fingers.
"I was buying today's edition of the Daily Punctilio."
"You shouldn't be buying newspapers,"
said an elder, shaking his crow hat in disapproval.
"You should be catching criminals." "Hear, hear,"
said several voices in agreement, but the crowd was beginning to look uncertain. It is hard work to be fierce all afternoon, and as the situation grew more complicated, the citizens of VFD seemed a bit less bloodthirsty. A few townspeople even lowered their torches, which had been heavy to hold up all this time. But Detective Dupin ignored this change in VFD's mob psychology.
"Leave me alone, you crow-hatted fool,"
he said to the elder, and snapped his fingers.
"It's cool to fire away, Officer Luciana."
"It certainly is,"
Luciana said, and looked up into the sky to aim the harpoon gun again. But the self-sustaining hot-air mobile home was no longer alone in the sky. In all the commotion, no one had noticed that the afternoon was over, and the VFD crows had left their downtown roost to fly in circles before migrating to Nevermore Tree to spend the night as usual. Now the crows were arriving, thousands and thousands of them, and in seconds the evening sky was covered in black, muttering birds. Officer Luciana could not see Hector and his invention. Hector could not see the Baudelaires, and the Baudelaires could not see anything. The rope ladder was right in the path of the migrating crows, and the three children were absolutely surrounded by the birds of VFD. The wings of the crows rustled against the children, and their feathers became tangled in the ladder, and all the three siblings could do was hang on for dear life.
"Baudelaires!" Hector called down. "Hang on for dear life! I'm going to fly even higher, over the crows!"
"Meow!"
Sunny cried, which meant something like, "I'm not sure that's the wisest plan. We won't survive a fall from such a height." But Hector couldn't hear her over another click and swoosh from Luciana's harpoon gun. The Baudelaires felt the rope ladder jerk sharply in their hands and then twist dizzily in the crow-filled air. From up in the control basket, the Quagmire triplets looked down and caught a glimpse, through the migrating crows, of some very bad news.
"The harpoon hit the ladder!"
Isadora called down to her friends in despair. "The rope is coming unraveled!"